was. But about 15 minutes later, he said he was going to give me another chance if I promised not to pass notes again. Of course, I promised the world, but inwardly, I can remember being disappointed that he didn't follow through. Last summer, while we were vacationing with our daughter and her family, Norma announced that she grew up in a Quaker home. I had never before heard my bride refer to her upbringing as Quaker. The entire family peppered her with questions, wanting to know what this meant. What's funny is that my 11-year-old granddaughter loves Norma so much that she now wants to be a Quaker, even though she has no idea what it means. Norma remembers that the Quakers' biggies were rules, what she could and couldn't do. She was not allowed to drink, dance, or miss church, and the three of those were just the beginning. Norma grew up with a rule for everything, a far cry from how I was raised. Norma had structure. I had none. Her parents watched and guarded her every move. My parents did not even know where I was until I came home to sleep. While it can be a great deal of fun to discover the differences in how each person has been raised, it can also be a subliminal source of stress and frustration. We see that clearly at times in our work together at the Smalley Relationship Center. Norma runs the operations of our company. I provide the content. When you think about it, it really is a simple setup. However, that is not always the case. Our staff meetings are a prime example. I lead a meeting with no structure. Norma steps into meetings with budgets and calendars. With me, there is no telling where the meeting may end up. With Norma, we have an agenda and a clear plan of where we are going. And here is where her past and mine collide. When I step into an executive team meeting and announce that we are restructuring the company, Norma is at a loss. She is at a loss because rules, structure, and organization run through her veins. When I declare that we are starting another nonprofit company for the purpose of helping marriage and families, Norma is thinking about IRS forms, accountants, attorneys, recent changes in legislation, and how this will affect the staff and organization. There is a definite and right way of doing things, and my permissive background sets no boundaries. Many times I feel as though all of the details will just take care of themselves. Norma, with her background, knows differently. So how do we merge these two diverse backgrounds? The answer is simple, and we plan on showing you how to do it throughout this book. Norma and I have thrived in marriage these many years because of one simple fact. We both understand each other's personality and background. What's very important is that we both respect each other's backgrounds and see the value in each other. And we have both committed our lives to helping marriages and families. How we operate on a day-to-day basis may be completely different, but we have the same mission to complete. Ted's Roots, The Dominant Parent.